always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues, the radio show. I am your host, Hisham Tilawi. Believe it or not, it has been a whole week since we talked. And in this whole week, a lot has happened that we probably going to touch on. And of course, as usual, we welcome your phone calls. The number to call us is 800-313-9443. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before we go into the main subjects that we're going to talk about, of course, the Don Imus story, we're going to touch upon that and see what you think about it. And then we go on to talk about some papers, documents that was released by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about a conversation that took place back in 1967. The subject was Israel and some interesting conversation went on that, of course, it was hidden until it was time for it 40 years later, when probably not too many people can do anything about it, but we will discuss this particular conversation between some of our senators. Senator Fulbright was the chairman of that Senate committee. We'll talk about it. Before we go anywhere, I want to share some emails that I received from you. Of course, we do also have the TV show that one is on Tuesday evenings at 6:30, and you can see that at currentissues.tv website. But this email in particular, it was an interesting email. It says, as crazy as you believe that it sounds, Hisham Tilawi is an agent of the Zionists. He fails to acknowledge that the Zionist entity controls every single medium, including public access channels. He goes on to say this is the formula that the Zionist entity has used to maintain their leverage over the PLO, Arabs, and Muslims. This is the intelligence advantage the Zionist entity possess. What they fear is unaccountable attacks for which no one claims responsibility. Hisham, that is me, works within the Jew system, and he appears to be an intelligent person.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's
therefore he is as complicit as the rest of the Palestinians, Arabs, etc., etc. Well, we will continue with this when we get back from the break, and we'll see if I'm a Zionist agent. We will be right back.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And before the break, I was saying that someone sent me an email. Of course, this was not the first time that I receive an email from someone who thinks, for some godly reason, that I'm a fake Palestinian and a fake Muslim and a fake, and I'm a Zionist agent. Well, I can say if they know for sure that I am an agent, please give them my correct address so I can start receiving checks. So apparently my checks are going somewhere else. But anyhow, this is, of course, nothing but garbage. Anyone who has listened to me know that I am someone who wants to tell the truth to the world. And then what is truth? Really, what is truth? Is truth what we see happening in front of us and what we hear? Could we maybe hearing and listening things that we assume it's the truth and then it turn out to be something totally different? Let's jump into the Don Imus story, and I would like to have some input from you on what you think, because as you know, CBS fired Don Imus from his radio program. And the firing came about because he had made a comment about the women's basketball. I'm sure you've heard the story, but for those of you who have not heard the story, he made a comment on his radio show, which is, of course, simultaneously broadcast by MSNBC or simulcast. He called them those nappy-headed hoes. And, of course, he got fired. But what I want to – I don't really want to jump into, like, who said what, and because, you know, it is a horrible comment that Don made. But is that the only horrible comment that Don made? If you are – I'm not really a listener to his radio show or TV show, but I have seen his TV show a couple of times, and it was in the beginning of 9/11, and he was going after it with the being against Muslims and against Arabs, and he had called them everything in the book. And I did not see anyone really questioning him or saying, "Well, wait a minute, that is a racist comment, or that is a derogatory comment about a whole people." But why Don Imus, who is known to say a heck of a lot more than just the comment that he had made, and keep in mind that he had apologized and that he wanted to meet with the team to apologize. And from what I see and read, from what the team's response was, that they wanted to meet with him and they wanted to tell him and they wanted to see why did he say what he said. And he went on Al Sharpton's show trying to say, "Look, I'm sorry, I made a mistake." Now, I'm not saying that he should not be fired for that comment. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying, was that the reason for Don Imus to be fired? Because listen to this. A few weeks back, I'm not really sure the date on this interview with Tim Russett, he did say that they were talking about, I think this came up when the wounded soldiers and the problem with the hospitals and how we treat our wounded soldiers coming back, et cetera, et cetera. And he made a comment saying that, "So those bastards want to keep these boys," in reference to the United States soldiers, "secret. Let's see how they like it if I start talking about their secrets, starting with 9/11. That's a statement that Don Imus made a few weeks back. And the question is, was that comment, and also he made other comments that he is, you know, just like with some of these people who are coming out and talking about 9/11 and saying that, you know, all these secrets about 9/11, like Rosie O'Donnell and others who have been attacked lately by the media and by these big corporate media giants and people calling for them to be fired. So the question is, was Don Imus fired because of the comment he made, or was he fired because of the comment he made on Tim Russett's show and other comments that he made that he will be talking about the secrets of 9/11, which something I'm sure the establishment will not like? Because, to be honest with you, if the media did not carry this story 24 hours a day and probably promoted this whole thing, then Don would have met with the team and they would have just said, "Okay, don't do it again," and that would be it. But then something else happened. The advertisers started pulling out, and we do know who these advertisers are and who control these advertisers and who control the money in the United States and control corporate, those people who can exert pressure on these advertisers to say, "Look, you either pull out of the Don Imus show, pull out your support, or you're not going to get that huge loan that you are asking for. And to top this all off, CBS fired the guy, even though there was some talks and negotiations going on. And the CBS president and chief executive officer, Leslie Moonves, he said that there has been much discussion of the effect language like this has on our young people, particularly young women of color trying to make their way in the society. That's a great statement, isn't it? Now they want to tell me that CBS really gives a darn about those young women of color trying to make it their to make their way in this society. That is a laughable statement. That is really a laughable statement. I know a lot of young women of color who are trying to make their way in this society who are not being able to for a lot more than just what Don Imus has said. And I'm sure I don't want to get into that subject, but we can talk about that for hours. So don't lie to us and say that you fired Don Imus. And by the way, I'm not a fan of Don Imus. Don Imus on his radio show and his TV show have said a lot of derogatory comments about Palestinians and about Arabs and Muslims. So I'm not a fan of Don Imus, but I'm not a fan of this guy either, the president, when he says that he fired Don Imus because he's worried about young women of color. What about Glenn Beck? If Don Imus got fired because of what he said, then Glenn Beck should probably be hanged for what he said about Muslims and about Arabs and about, you know, he called for killing Muslims, and no one have said anything about it. On his radio and on his TV show, he had made so many derogatory comments about Arabs and Muslims, worse than what Don Imus said. But that was Glenn Beck, and what he said, it did not cause advertisers to withdraw their advertising money from the networks. And, I mean, I have a long list of what Glenn Beck said about Muslims and Arabs, and no one even paid attention to it. Other networks did not make that as a 24-hour story. And he is continuing his garbage and his venom that he is dishing out every day on the networks, and that's okay. So what about those young Arab Muslims, Americans trying to make it in our society? Do you think when you have Glenn Beck and O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Larry Elders and all these people saying the things they're saying about Arabs and Muslims, and that's okay? What about Catholics? That's okay. You can bash Catholics as much as you want, and no one's going to say anything to you. You can bash Germans as much as you want, and no one is going to say anything. So were they really upset because those were women of color? Of course not. We have seen that over and over again. Rush Limbaugh talks about stuff like that on his show every day, and no one ever made a big deal out of it. And Imus could have met with the team with no media fair, and all this shenanigans that we're seeing, all that is nothing but a cover-up for firing Imus, not for the reason that what he said, but actually for what he threatened to do, which is to expose their secrets about 9/11. When we come back, we'll get into other stories, and also we welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're discussing Don Imus' story, and then we're going to jump into the real subject that we, or the core subject that we wanted to discuss today, which is the Senate Foreign Relations Committee released some papers from 40 years ago that talks about the control of the Senate by certain entity, which we will be discussing later. But for right now, we are going to go to the phones with John from Tennessee. Go ahead, John. John?
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Listen, earlier today, I was on a local I'm having an echo. I was on a local talk show in Tennessee here. And I brought up the Imus deal like you did, and it was promptly ridiculed. The question that I have for you is whether or not you think that John Corzine, the accident that he had, was he involved in this in some way, or was that pretty much a warning to Don Imus, look, we can take someone out, keep your mouth shut, or this could be you?
Now, you know he was Corzine. Was going to
he
meet.
He was on his way to the meeting.
His way to meet with Imus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it could be. I don't want to go that far. I'm not ready. I don't have enough information, John, to really have an opinion on the accident that John Carzine, the governor of New Jersey, was involved in a couple of days ago. I don't know. Have you heard anything? Because the way I understand it is a truck swerved into another truck's path, and then this other truck basically made contact with the governor's SUV that he was traveling in, which, of course, he was not. He did not have his seatbelt on either. But I don't know.
I don't have any specific information, but I believe in my heart that there are no such things as coincidence. Now, whether Carzine was involved somehow, they didn't want him to make it to the meeting, or whether or not he was intentionally run off the road by hit and run, with all the people in New Jersey and New York, I find it extremely coincidental that on the day and on his way to the meeting, he would be involved in a hit and run.
You know, it's really, I see what you're saying, but I'm not ready to comment on that particular story in relationship to why Don Imus was fired. Of course, that is definitely for, you know, the investigators to start asking that question. But, you know, the question that you would ask is if the governor had actually made it to the meeting with Don Imus, would CBS not ended up firing him? You know, that would be a good question. But, you know, I sympathize with you when you say that you were on a talk show and they just kind of brushed you off. And because that's the story in that particular angle that the media wanted all of their affiliates to basically carry it. They don't want people to start analyzing and start talking about what could be the real thing here. They just wanted to say, oh, he's a racist. You know, it's like Don Imus is the only racist. He's the only one that made a racist remark, so let's fire him. Now, am I with firing people for making racist remarks? I don't know. Probably I would say yes with reservations. If the comments that people make end up hurting other people and end up putting other people's lives in danger, then yes, people behind the microphone, this is a weapon. This is this microphone that I'm speaking to you from or behind or in front of the microphone, this is a weapon. This is just like I have a loaded gun in my hand. How responsible would I be if I just start shooting at everybody with a gun? That's exactly the same thing with the microphone. People behind microphones need to be responsible. They need to watch what they say. Don't hurt people's feelings. Now, of course, we are in a free speech society on freedom of speech, but we can't pick and choose what freedom of speech it is. You know, this guy, they probably have been watching him since he has been coming out and saying that he wants to tell the truth about 9/11. And they're saying, well, wait a minute. We can't have him do this. So he had to go. And they were just waiting. They were just waiting for him to fall. And Don Imus falls in a lot of holes. I mean, it's not like they had to wait for a long time. They know he makes such mistakes. If it wasn't this, it would be something else.
I agree. And one more comment, please.
Yes.
Okay. I don't believe that you get into a position where you're syndicated in any capacity without somebody doing it for you. So basically, the Imus firing is a message to be sent to anybody that's in syndication. We made you. We can break you. You play our game. You keep your mouth shut. You be a good little boy.
You're right. You're right. The same message was sent to JFK, and everyone who came after JFK basically stopped doing or even mentioning what JFK. See, a lot of people don't know why JFK was shot. You know, they think this guy shot him because he was lunatic. No. Thank you for the call, John. We will be back in a couple of seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like the issue that we have started with, the Don Imus issue, it looks like it's getting a lot of attention out there because we have a lot of callers wanting to weigh in on this, and I'm going to allow everyone who wants to talk about this to go ahead and talk. Let's go to Mike in New York. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Mr. Talavi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The new Zion is the engine.
Yes, I am. But you know what? I want them to send the checks over here. I don't know where they're sending the check.
Don't even bother with those people. I have other headlines from Russian Pravda. American radio icon Don Imus disgraced fire after the threat to reveal 9/11 secret.
Okay.
And it stated that on a the Tim Russert, he stated about the wounded soldiers who state doesn't care about them. So I quote by him what he said. So those bastards who wants to keep this voice, referring to U.S. soldiers, secret, so let's see how they will like if I start talking about the 9/11 secrets.
Right. That's exactly, Mike. That's the statement that I read earlier. Of the reason of why Don Imus had, in my opinion, it was not just the comment he made, because you know, there are other solutions for that comment. He would have made, you know, he would have had to go, like, you know, let's say go through some sensitivity training and meet with black leaders and go to some, like, let's say, black children's societies or something like that, or donate, you know, $20,000, $50,000 to a black cause, you know, African-American causes. There are a lot of them. So he could have done that, and the story would have been buried. But what do you think?
I think the world leaders in Washington, they're afraid. They're frightened to death. That's why they fire him. It's too many people coming out, and they're so afraid. And there will be a lot worse. Look what O'Reilly doing to Rosie O'Donnell. So I just read an article today about Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
He, on another DanielEmpire.com, and he's a CIA agent.
Okay,
you know. Also.
Yeah, I don't really like to, because see once we start going that way, you know, I don't know if he's a CIA agent or not, but I think, you know, once people start writing, unless the CIA comes out and says this is one of our agents, or if somebody, you know, presents us
with a
check stub saying that's what he gets from the CIA, I'm not. Now he is definitely playing in their field. But I'm not – you see, stuff like that is what starts people think, oh, God, that's crazy. But appreciate the comment, Mike.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Bob in Texas. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Sean. Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm an avid listener to mainstream talk radio on a daily basis. I hear Michael Medved, who I think is the worst – but I also hear Glenn Beck all day, I mean, 3 hours a day, and Michael Savage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I even heard Medved refer to a guy named Feldman out of New York who's a liberal. And Medved pretends to be a conservative like the rest of them. They all pretend. But they're really Bush supporters, and they all have the same talking points day in and day out. But when Medved referred to this guy named Feldman from New York, he was stating that Feldman, even though he's a liberal, felt that Bush's policies would be kept by the Democrats when they got in office. Well, they're all under the
same
control of the Israelis. All of them. They all bow down to AIPAC. It's sickening. And, you know, Michael Savage, you know, he when he comes across, he sounds like a typical American for American values. He wants to stop the illegal immigration and blah, blah, blah. But I've never heard any Jew ever stand up and say, this state of Israel is wrong. It's established on totally fraudulent doctrine. It was put together by a bunch of communists. And the only Jews that went there were from Eastern Europe and Russia, not from Germany or Poland, where they were supposedly slaughtered.
You know, Bob, maybe your statement that you haven't heard the Jews saying that the state of Israel was wrong, I've heard a lot of Jews saying that, but these Jews will not have their day on the mainstream media to speak about that. But there are a lot of Jews are starting to come out and say, don't do it in our name. But I agree with you. You're not going to hear that from Michael Medved or any of these people, Savage, all these. I can go down the line and count everyone who's in mainstream media. All of them are thugs. They are all basically supported and influenced by AIPAC and its cronies. But not all Jews, because Jews have came out and said, we are against this. But I agree with you 100%.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you're here at RBN. I used to get on the Internet and look at some of your TV programs.
Yes.
And some of your guests were very interesting. Michael Tazarian.
Tazarian, yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him. But, you know, I wanted to say something else, too. I'm not against all Jews, but because I don't think that this is a Jewish thing. I think it comes from ancient Babylon and has never ceased to exist. And it has gone out from Babylon into Egypt and Greece and Rome and England and America. And the same bunch. The same Satan worshipers go from nation to nation, and they totally eat it out like a termite does a house. And then they go on to the new a new land where they rob and rape it. And when I hear Glenn Beck, Michael Medved, Sean Hannity, every single one of them use the term Islamo-fascist, and they are fascists. They get paid by fascists, and they lie. They spread propaganda day in and day out to a bunch of numbskull Republicans who think they're conservative, and they're dumber than the Socialist Democrats. I mean, I used to think that the Democrats were the dumbest people on earth because they were just going for communism without any hesitation. And then I watched these conservative so-called Republicans, and they're running to get there.
Yes. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's go to Idaho with Rod. Go ahead, Rod.
Yes, is this Heschel?
Yes. Rob, go ahead.
I agree a lot with what the last guy said, but okay. Also my comments are about the Donna, the one guy that had the comment on the ladies. But my comment is
Don Imus?
Yeah, Don Imus, yeah.
Yes.
This whole thing is kind of on several levels. You can approach it from several levels. But I feel that there's a conditioning of the public by the media that's occurring here to develop a consensus for censorship of speech. And having to apologize for every word you say is a real problem. There's that Gibson incident, the Michael Richards incident, and the way back years ago, there's a Marge Schott incident with the she's over some teams or something. And this is kind of occurring over and over and over. It's like they're developing a consensus over a time to
with Don Imus. But, Rod, with Don Imus, it has nothing to do with his free speech or with what he said. You know how, like, sometimes your boss wants to fire you, but, you know, the minute you make one little mistake, then he chooses that and says, whoa, okay, you made that mistake. But, you know, throughout the years, Don Imus has said so many derogatory comments about all people. They did not fire him. But this is the time to fire him because they are afraid that Don Imus might follow Rosie O'Donnell's track.
So was he coming up on that 9/11 issue then? I haven't been following him really, really closely.
He was. Yes, he started to speak a little bit. You see, all these people on mainstream media, they can't come out and dish it out all to you like we do here. We tell you the truth and nothing but the truth. But with these people, they have to kind of scratch the surface a little bit and be on their toes. And I guarantee you what happened with him is because of the comments that he made, not just the Tim Russert comment on Tim Russert's show, that he's going to start. He wants to know how they feel if he starts telling all their 9/11 secrets. So Don Imus, with that comment, he's telling us that I have a lot of information, I have a lot of secrets, but I can't come up and tell you about it. And he made that comment on Tim Russert's show, and he scratched the surface on his show. You know, we have a lot of people who are starting to scratch the surface, but they can't come out and say. You know, Lou Dobbs of CNN, there's a lot of people who are starting to come out and say what's going on with 9/11, but they can't because if you talk about 9/11, then you're going to be talking about the Zionist conspiracy in 9/11, and that's a no, no, no.
So technically what was happening is he was they're kind of lying in wait for him for a comment to kind of
exactly
away.
Exactly, they were waiting for him. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, you know, just like I said, if your employer wants to fire you and then he comes up, you know, you were late 5 minutes, but you know you have been late, you know, for the last 3 years, sometimes 30 minutes and sometimes an hour, and they did not say anything, but because they want to fire you, so you're 5 minutes late, they say, oh, you know what, you're 5 minutes late, go home. And that's exactly what happened with Don Imus. He made that mistake. And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, the comment he made, he should pay for it. But, and he should pay for it dearly, because I will not stand for any derogatory comments towards any people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're Jews, they're Germans, they're Arabs, they're Palestinians, whoever they are, Muslims, Catholics, don't journalize in your comments because that's bigotry. And look, if he made that mistake, he said he's sorry. He said he's willing to pay for it. He's willing to make it right. But, you know, to me, they did not. Now, if they would have fired him for that comment, would I be upset? Probably no. But if they fired him because he wanted to tell the American people about what was happening or what happened in 9/11, that's where I have a problem with.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The only problem is I think they're lying in wait for us to make some comments to the point that they can get rid of freedom of speech altogether, too.
We know they're working on that. We know they are working on controlling public access stations. We know they're working on controlling the internet. We know they are working on controlling, you know, they don't want people like RBN to be on the air where people are telling the truth. And that's why I keep saying, people, we need to support this radio station. This is probably one of the last radio stations or networks that we have that is promoting free speech and promoting the truth, and they do not have any ties to any political or financial entity. The minute I know that we are being controlled by somebody, that's the time I will say, adios, I'm out of here, because I will not be part of something that somebody is dictating to me what to say and how to say it. And that's exactly what mainstream media is. They dictate to them in which angle to cover the news and exactly what to say. And the minute they start going off track or going off text, that's when they that's when they're waiting for them to do this. And you know what? I guarantee you that Don Imus will be back on the air. He will be back on the air probably in some, you know, lesser capacity than he was. But I'll tell you one thing. He will be watching everything he says about 9/11. They're not afraid of his controversial. That's what made Don Imus. If anyone had ever listened to Don Imus, that's why people listen to Don Imus, to see how far he will take it. It's an entertainment. His show, like I said, I watched his show a couple of times. And his show is entertaining, 100% entertainment, just like Rush Limbaugh's show is 100% entertainment. Just like all of these shows, they are nothing but entertaining shows. But Don Imus, when he comes back, he will be speaking their language. And he is never going to mention anything about 9/11. Unless, of course, we get him on RBN and we say, hey, look, come talk on this station. That's when, but believe me, Don Imus will be back on the air and he will zip it up. He will not be talking about this. And it will be a lesson for everyone out there who is thinking about starting digging into 9/11 and digging into what actually happened on mainstream media. I guarantee you, Don Imus was made an example for everyone else to keep eye on.
Well, Hesham, I appreciate your analysis, too, and I agree with most of what you say, too, and I do agree we have to support public broadcasting, every source that we can get information on to save it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what I really wanted to talk about, and it looks like we will talk about it now for whatever time we have left in this first hour, and then we will continue with this in the second hour. This is a document that was released last week from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It's a closed meeting, a closed committee hearing, actually, from the year 1967, including in which former Senator William Fulbright is quoted as saying, "The trouble is they," referring to the Israeli lobby, "think they have control of the Senate and they can do as they please." Now, he made that comment back in 1967. Of course, you did not have RBN and you did not have the internet and you did not have any of all of these radio stations that are out there that are speaking the truth, and so you did not know anything about this influence that the Israeli lobby have over our government. Back in 1967, they had very much the same. Probably now they are more in your face. It's not that their influence has gotten any, of course, it gotten a lot more. That's why they are in your face. But before, they have been there. They have been in control of our political life and our political systems way back since probably the Truman days. But what he said, what William Fulbright, Senator William Fulbright said, is the trouble is they, the Israeli lobby, think they have control of the Senate and they can do as they please. Now, during this hearing in June of 1967, and that was like at the same time when the Israeli-Arab War of 1967, of course, it was not really a war to speak of, even though they tried to tell you that it was like four Arab armies and all this stuff. We'll talk about this after the break, and we'll go through this because it's extremely important that we discuss what we this document to see how we can relate it to what's happening now. We'll be back in a couple of seconds with the Fulbright story.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is, and I am your host, Hisham Tilawi. I'm coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. What I'm about to discuss with you is an important document that was just released from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Now, you know, they do have closed meetings, closed committee hearings, and these committees or whatever is discussed, it remains closed until, I believe, like 40 years. That's when they can release it. And this was released. Of course, it's not something new. We have heard what William Fulbright have said many, many times over of what he thinks about the influence of Israel and Israel's lobby in over our government. Now, in this meeting in 1967, it was basically a closed-in meeting with then Secretary of State Dean Rusk. And the meeting was to talk about, it was suggested by Senator Bork Hickenlooper from Iowa. He suggested revoking the tax-deductible contributions of the United Jewish Appeal. Now, the United Jewish Appeal was a tax-exempt, they had tax-exempt status, and all of their money was going to Israel to help Israel buy weapons, et cetera, to fight its war. And so some of these senators said, well, wait a minute, this is against the rules on tax exemptions, and we need to revoke it. So they got the Dean Rusk in a closed-in hearing, and they started asking him questions. But after the statement that Fulbright made, which is the trouble is they think they have control of the Senate and they can do as they please. Well, one of the senators there wanted clarification of what Fulbright had said. And he repeated it again, that I said they know they have control of the Senate politically. And therefore, whatever the secretary tells them, speaking of Dean Rusk, whatever the secretary tells them, they can laugh at him. They say, yes, but you do not control the Senate. And this reminds me of something that took place about two, 3 years back when it was Ariel Sharon and Perez sitting at a conference, at a press conference. And the microphones, before the press conference took place, the microphone was open, and Ariel Sharon, well, Perez was heard telling Ariel Sharon, what about America? And he said, don't worry about America. We control America. And that's on record only like a couple of years back. Now, let's get into what happened in that closed meeting. Secretary Dean Rusk said, well, I do not, talking about the, you know, removing and revoking the tax deductible. Oh, there's the music. So we will be, it looks like we're going to have to start the second hour with this subject fresh. So in a way, I'm glad this hour is over, because that way we can start fresh with this subject when we come back in the next hour. So we will see you back in a couple of minutes.
It's true.